So tachlis of this vav is be'etzim to teach you how to learn a sefer musar. It's not going to be an opportunity to learn a bit of Mesillas Yisroel and then launch into a whole shmooze about it. Tachlis is to learn, to teach you how to learn a sefer musar. I'll explain soon why I pick Mesillas Yesharim to be that the sefer. We could do the same thing with any sefer. There's a big challenge in learning Sifrei Musa. Very often, Sifrei Musa talk about inyonim which seem to be very high and very beyond us. And Arei, the whole point of learning Musa is that the ideas of Musa should affect us and should change us. In the summer's month, Mietz Hashem will have a vad more in detail about how to learn Musa, the technique of learning Musa, and what Rabbi Saul Salanter was mechadish in learning Musa. But I lonu now to tell you that there's a big difference in learning a sefer Musa and learning a sefer halacha. When you learn a sefer halacha, and you learn something that you're supposed to do or you're not supposed to do, and you haven't been doing it or you have been doing it, then when you learn a sefer halacha, you have to change. You know, this is halacha, this is what you're supposed to do. So from now on, if you learned that certain thing that you do regularly on Shabbos is also to do on Shabbos, so you have to stop doing it. It's not something you have to work on, you have to stop doing it. A Sefer Musa, when you learn a Sefer Musa, it's not the same. The idea of learning a Sefer Musa is not that at the end of what you learned, you then take out and you decide, right, I'm going to do this, follow this Hanhoga from now on, because Bederech Klal, the Sifrei Musa, are not talking about Gedorim of Halacha. They're talking about Madregas and Milas and Midas and things which are not, A, they're not so easy to change, and B, they're loved Avka Halacha. So for example, if you learn a shtikul Musa, let's say you learn Mesillas Yesharim about Tzrizos, and you learn all the Milas of Tzrizos and everything, the tachlis is not that you then say, okay, I'm going to be mekabela myself to run to davening, to run to the base medrash. No, that's not the idea. The idea is the etzem limud, the etzem fact that you learnt about in yonim of ruchnias, in yonim of madregas, in yonim gvoyim, that is mashpia itself, mitoch the etzem limud. There is a mahalach which is called avoida musaris, and that's a different thing, and that is where a person would make a kabbalah and do something immediately or as a result of what he learned or what they had avad. But that's something which you, A, Mashgiach Chesadim Kodesh Rocha said, you can't do on your own. You have to do it in a group. You have to have a Rebbe who knows what Kabbalahs to make and has a Kabbalah in what Kabbalahs to make. And he's not poshut. It can be a very dangerous thing to do. For example, one of the big sakonas of such a thing is a person can easily become a big balgaiva. I'm a tzaddik, I'm working on myself. I'm not like everybody else who's not working on myself. I'm making kabbalas. I'm really steiging away. And that's a standard chashash in Avodah Musaris, because the Chazal tell us, Toyavas Hashem Kol Gvalev. So when a guy starts working on himself, what's the first thing the Yetzer is going to try and do if he can't stop him working on himself? So he's a dangerous guy for the Yetzer, right? He's going to grow, he's going to steig. So what's the Yetzer do? Pum faket, becomes the frumet Yetzer. It's gewaldig, do more. And you're such a choshev guy. You're mamash miyichidei skule. You're the best guy in the shir, best guy in the yeshiva, best guy in the world, best guy in this, best guy in that. And then he's laughing his head off. The person thought he was coming closer to Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kiviyochel, can't stand him. Toi abas Hashem, kol gvalev. So it needs a lot of expert guidance how to do such a thing. In Chelik Beis of Ali Shar, Mashiach has a whole section on it. And the first Kama v'kama prokim are telling you how to actually do this with Kabbalahs and how to work on it, and etc., etc. There's a ganz science to it. That's not Limud HaMusa, that's something else. Limud HaMusa is that we learn a Sefer which talks about Madregas, talks about Yira Shamayim, Avas Hashem, Avoidas Hashem, and the Etzem Limud is Mashpia. I remember once the Nevadaka Rashiva, Rabbi Ben-Zion Brook, he said that even in Nevada, they were very big in Avodah, and Avodah Musaris, they had all sorts of Vadim, very interesting Vadim. He told us about things which went on in Nevada you cannot imagine. But he said, in the Etzim Limud HaMusa, if a person spends half an hour a day learning about Dvorim Kedoshim, that Gufa, that Etzim thing is already a mile in itself. It's not the Tachlis in the Limud is not to take out Bekum Vaasei Kabbalahs, etc. But Imkol Zeh, most of the Sifrei Musa seem to be talking to us about things which don't really relate. So either a person looks at it as a philosophical discussion, or he just says, it's got nothing to do with me, I can't relate to this. So the first thing I want to show you is how we take a Sefer Musa and we can bring it down to ourselves, even in Tovshin Pei, or even worse, in 2019, and see that the ideas which were written by Gedolei Olam, and again, Mesillas Yesharim wasn't written that long ago. Most of the other Sifrei Musa were written at the time of the Rishonim. We can still bring it down to us and get a Toedus from the Limud. The second thing that people don't know very often how to learn Musa. The Mashgiach said that, I think it was he asked Rabbi Yeruchim, that Rabbi Yeruchim was the Mashgiach of Mir before the war. So Rabbi Yeruchim Leibovitz, he asked him, how should a person learn Musa? So he said to him, the same way you learn Gemara. Mirish, that the first thing when a person learns a Sefer Musa, he has to learn it with all his koyach of diuk, and all his accuracy of understanding, and all his koyches of lomdas to be very clear in what's being said. And he has to think about it in an intelligent way, and not just, okay, this is easy stuff, or this is where I don't have to think so much, I just have to be frum and you know, shokel, and in the classic yeshivas, the Seder Musa, people wear hats and jackets, which is a maila, but al koponim, then there is an inyan of learning what's called Musa Pispailas, which I'll explain to you when we get to that part in the summer, Mirza Hashem, what that means and how that works. But I was once, went to a yeshiva. I was once there for, I wanted to admire, and there was a Musa Seder first. They sat down, and the guy next to me was screaming out the Shtekul Mesiris Yesharim, learning it Pispailas, and shockling away, and very nispoil. The only thing is, he read it wrong. I don't know exactly what he was getting so excited about. I don't know what he was thinking that the Mesiris Yesharim said, but it, the way he read it was wrong. I don't know how it, okay, so basically maybe he had his own idea of Musa, you know, his own Musa Deher that he was being this Ora from. So there's also a ta'ilis here is to understand, to take a sefer and to show you how to be medayik in a sefer of Musa, how to get a clear understanding, which is first and foremost the Aleph for what when a person learns Musa, and then, as I said, then to bring it down to that we should be able to relate to the ideas that we're learning. Why did I pick Mesiris Yesharim? There are a couple of reasons. The first and most major reason is that Reb Zundel Salanter, who was the Rebbe of Reb Yisrael Salanter, but who also was the Talmud Muvak of Reb Chaim Veloshner. Reb Chaim Veloshner was the Talmud Muvak of the Vilna Gaon. So it's brought down that Reb Zundel asked Reb Chaim Veloshner, which Sifrei Musa you should learn. He said, all Sifrei Musa are good, but Mesiris Yesharim should be your Moira Derech. And from then, it would seem that that's why the Mesiris Yesharim has been kind of a certain mokum amongst the Sifrei Musa as perhaps the major Sefer Musa. Perhaps the reason why the Mesiris Yesharim is different than the other Sifrei Musa is Gufa because it was written in the time of the Achronim. Most of the other classic Sifrei Musa, not every Sefer which talks about Yerushalayim or a Sefer which discusses Yesodos Hadas is a Sefer Musa. Let's say the Kuzri, for example, is not a Sefer Musa. It's a Sefer Machshava. It's not a Sefer Musa. So there aren't that many Sifrei Musa, the classic Sifrei Musa. Well, most of them were written in the time of the Rishonim. And when the Rishonim wrote, Shlomo Brevda used to say, the Rishonim wrote straight to the heart. Because at the time of the Rishonim, people had a bigger heart. So they're more direct. In the time of the Achronim, people are on a much lower madrega. In order to get into the pnimius of a person, one has to go derech his seichel. So Mesiris Yesharim is written, it has a very different type of mahalach, let's say, than the Chovos Havavos, or Sefer Yosha Rabbeinu Tam, or Shari Tshuva, v'chule. And therefore, in some ways, it's easier for us to relate to the Mesiris Yesharim than to the other Svarim, even though the other Svarim are Gevaldik and definitely should be learned, and you can have a tremendous toilet from the different earlier Sifrei Musa. Mesiris Yesharim has a mahalach in Avodas Hashem. It's a guide in Avodas Hashem, shlav achar shlav. But in some ways, the Chovos Havavos is also a guide. It also is shlav achar shlav. Orchus Tzadikim is a very mysterious sefer, actually. We don't know who wrote Orchus Tzadikim. And before the Mesiris Yesharim came into the prominence, actually, Orchus Tzadikim was the most often learnt sefer. It was the most reprinted sefer in the earlier years. But No one knows who wrote it. And Ochus Sadikim is clearly a compilation of earlier Svarim. And it's deceptively simple. And actually, if you put it, if you very often take one mimer of the Ochus Sadikim and then the next shtickle, you have to think, work out what's the connection. Why it seems to be jumping from one Indian to the next. Is there a connection? And then, is there a connection between one shahr and the next shahr? Chovis Avavis, the beginning of each shahr, he explains why he's explaining this shahr now after he explained the first shahr. So it's a, there's a mahalach. And the Orchus Tzadikim Lichoira, there is a connection, but Lav Davka seems to be a guide to work like this. Mesilas Yesharim is Lehedya, a guide to Avodas Hashem. That's what he writes in the Hakdama. That's what he wrote the Sefer about. A little bit about who wrote the Sefer. So you should appreciate the Sefer we're learning. The Sefer is written by the Ramchal, the Moshe Chaim Lutzater. Moshe Chaim Lutzater lived 250 years ago. He lived in Italy. He was a very interesting Jew. At 21, at age 21, he was a Rosh Yeshiva of a Kabbalah Yeshiva. I know he had a group of Talmidim. Most of them were older than him, if not all of them were older than him. And they were learning Kabbalah. In order to get into that yeshiva, you had to be mekabel on yourself, a whole list of Kabbalahs, not Kabbalah, a list of things of hanhogas, which are not poshut to think. The Maisa, there was one Ashkenazi, all the others were Sfadim. There was one Ashkenazi who was in the yeshiva, and he was a Talmud of the Levush. And he wrote to his Rebbe, to the Levush, and he said, you should come to meet the Ramchal, because he is able to look at a person and able to see all their pnimiyas and what they came to this world to do and what they need to be metakein and etc. etc. That letter got out, and other people heard about what was that there was such a person doing this. The Ramchal lived just after Shabtai Tzvi. The Shabtai Tzvi rocked the Jewish world. And Shabtai Tzvi, if you don't know who he was, he claimed to be the Mashiach. And for a certain tekufa, there were many, many kehillas who thought that he was the Mashiach. There were people who sold all their property and was standing on the by the docks waiting for him to come and take them to Eretz Yisrael and the Kibbutz Golias. It was terrible. The Iker claims of Shabtai Tzvi to be Mashiach were all on Pi Kabbalah. So when the whole thing blew up and they realized he was a complete imposter, in many kehillas, they were extremely misnaged to Limud Kabbalah. One of the main places where Shabtai Tzvi was effective was in Germany, and that's why Ad HaYom HaZeh, the Yekkers have less in Minhogim, which are Kabbalistic Minhogim. They're very, very don't have a lot of Minhogim, which other people have, which are based on Kabbalah, because the Mamish were very scared of Kabbalah after what happened with Shabtai Tzvi. The main misnagit to Shabtai Tzvi was a Yid, Moshe Hagiz, and he heard that there's another fellow claiming Alpi Kabbalah, and he's Oisik in Kabbalah, doing all sorts of things, and he turned his kanos against the Ramchal. And there's a huge machlokes against the Ramchal. And eventually, the Ramchal had to had to leave Italy. He was in Padua. He had to leave, and he came to Amsterdam, and then eventually came to Eretz Yisrael. There's another letter. All this you can find, there's a sefer called Yerim Moshe, which has all sorts of letters back and forth about the Ramchal. In one of the letters from his Rebbe, the Ramchal's Rebbe, Rabbi Shur Basan, he wrote, he told him, I told you not to take any Ashkenazim in the yeshiva, so that's why you got Tzoros, because he took one Ashkenazi. Look what he did. He went, it was Megale Soid. Upon him, the Ramchal, there's another letter there that describes that the Ramchal, his Seder HaLimud, he would put his head down for be'erach 15 minutes and have unbelievable giluyim, much more than giluy Elio, higher, much higher giluyim, would sit up and then write faster than is humanly possible, like a computer, I suppose, and then put his head down again, and then weiter. He was writing a second Zoya, a Zoya Tinyona. We don't have it, because one of the things that the in the end, he agreed to bury the Zoya Tinyona. He writes there, and the Ramchal writes in a letter to Rabbi Yeshua, to his Rebbe, that he's not being Megale anything that the Ari wasn't Megale. He's not Megale anything that the Ari didn't know. He's not being Mechadish anything the Ari didn't know. But he was given Rishus min Hashamayim to be Megale certain things which the Ari wasn't given Rishus. But in Kol Zeh didn't convince the Misnagdim. And there's another letter where he writes that he was writing a Pirish on Chumash, Bederach HaKabbalah, and he says he's written so far 1,080 pages, and he's up to Parshas Miketz. And it says it's Biksav Yad Cotton. I don't know how small his writing was. I mean, we do have Ksisve Yad of the Ramchal. It's not so small. But I don't know how big the pages were either. So, he was a mensch who knew Nigla and Nista below your woman. There is another letter from a Talmid of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, which says that Reb Chaim Volozhiner was once talking to the Gaon, and the Gaon said there that all Chochmas HaKabbalah is all a mashal, and everything that the Ari was, the Kisve Ari, it's all a mashal, and the Chochma is, you have to understand the Nimshal. And the Gaon said that he was Masupik if Reb Chaim Vital was the Talmud of the Ari and the only one who the Ari gave Rishus to write. The Kisve Ari, what's called the Kisve Ari, was not written by the Ari. The Ari taught Reb Chaim Vital, and the Reb Chaim Vital wrote it out. He was the one who wrote it. So the Gaon said he's Masupik if Reb Chaim Vital understood the Nimshal. That means you could be a Talmud, you could write out the whole thing, you could be the Iker Talmud, and it's Shayach, but you never understood what you're writing. You're just writing what was the thing, it's all a Moshel, and you never really understood what it really means. And then the Gaon said, but there's one place where you can see that Reb Chaim Vital did understand the Nimshal. And he was telling this to Reb Chaim Volozhiner. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner said to him, is it this and this place? And the Gaon shook his head, Dainu, yes. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner said he was Sameach b'simcha atzuma, that he also chapt where is given away that actually Reb Chaim Vital did understand the Nimshal. There, the Gaon said that the Ramchal was an Ike Chelik from the Ari, the Ramchal, and then weiter in the Mesoira of Kabbalah. And the Gaon said that if the Ramchal would have been alive then, he would have walked on foot to learn from the Ramchal. So we're talking about somebody who the Gaon said he definitely, the Ramchal knew the Nimshal, and he would have gone, the Gaon would have gone on foot anywhere to learn from him. You have to know, you have to realize, the Gaon last Rebbe was when he was 6 years old. He learned by the Pnei Moshe for 6 months when he was six. When he was 6 years old, the Pnei Moshe came to Vilna, and the Ziknei Vilna introduced this wonder kid to the Pnei Moshe, and he gave him a whole Shikul Torah, and the Pnei Moshe says he wants to take him on as a Talmid. And after 6 months, the Gaon decided he had nothing more to learn from him, and that was his last Rebbe. But Imkol Zeh, he said, much later in his years, he sort of walked the other side of the world to learn by the Ramchal. So you can imagine who the Ramchal was. Maybe not, because I don't know if you know who the Gaon was, but I'll come upon him. We're talking about somebody who's called Rosley, honestly. We do have a few Sforim in Kabbalah from the Ramchal. One of the Sfarim, the Ramchal wrote Skinas Hashem Tzvokos, which is a safer be'etzim slogging up all Shabtai Tzvi's rayas and why he was all a bluff array and the milers of learning Kabbalah and the dangers of v'chula. So it's very interesting that they were choshed that he was another Shabtai Svi. Bekitzer, the Ramchal came to Amsterdam after he had to close his yeshiva, and in Amsterdam they were mekabel him save upon him yofas and the big kabbalas upon him, and they were held very highly of him. And there was a yid there who had written a sefer on avodah. And he came to the Ramchal, and he wanted the Haskama of the Ramchal. And Agav, the Ramchal, told him, oh, I also wrote a Sefer on Avodah. So then he asked to see it. And it was the Sefer Mesillas Yesharim. And then he asked, could he publish it? And it's not so poshut if we would have ever had the Sefer Mesillas Yesharim. But that's how the Sefer Mesillas Yesharim became was nisparsing. He later on he came to Eretz Yisrael and he lived in Akko, and he died when he was 40 years old. He's buried next to Rabbi Kiva. The Yesh Oimrim, I don't know how much you can be somich on this, I don't know who the Yesh Oimrim is, but I know that people say that he was a Gilgul of Rabbi Kiva the first 40 years before Rabbi Kiva started learning Torah. But Al Koponim, we're talking about a person's major, 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 major link in the Mesorah HaTorah. A person who knew Kol Chochmas HaNista, Chochmas HaNigla. There is somebody has published a Sefer Mesillas Yesharim with Hashvaz of Mesillas Yesharim to his Nistadika Svarim, where he says the same idea in Kabbalistic terms. So we're talking about a major, major sefer of Hadrocha. There's something very interesting that happened about 15, 20 years ago, and that was that they discovered in the Leningrad Library Ksav Yad Kodshoi of the Ramchal, a sefer which is very similar to the Mesillas Yesharim. Parts of it are mamish the same words, and some of it are slightly different, but it's in the form of a conversation. A conversation between a person called a Chochom and a Chosid. The Chochom is a person who's learned a tremendous amount of Torah. He learns Torah, and he knows also Chochmas Chitzonios, but he never was Oisik in any Inyoni Yerushamayim. And the Chosid was an old friend of his who went to be Oisik in Yoni Yerushamayim, and they meet up, and the Chochom asks him, what have you been doing your whole life? You've been wasting your time. And there's a conversation between the Chochom is actually the Rebbe, and the Chosid is the Rebbe, and the Chochom is the Talmid. And he shows him, the chosid shows him why he's messed up his life, that he hasn't been Oisik in Yoni Yerushalayim, and he shows him the Hechreach to be Oisik in Yerushalayim. He goes through a whole discussion back and forth. And then the beginning of it goes into the Yesoidus of Perik Aleph of Mysterious Yerushalayim and the Hakdoma, but in a different order. It's an extremely valuable sefer, because it's basically this Mesillas Yesharim written in a question and answer form. And there are certain things in Mesillas Yesharim which Halkol ben I only chapped what he really meant when I learned the Vikuach, and that, this shtickel is an answer to this question, as opposed to, I always thought it was something that was slightly different. And then you see, because this is answering that question, now you understand what he means. Sometimes, to be medayik in the dakastika differences that there are in the vikuach to the classic Mesillas Yesharim can also be megaliu to you very, very interesting things. We don't have a ksavyad of the Mesillas Yesharim. We have the Tfus Rishon, but we don't have the ksavyad. The question is, what's actually going on? Why do we have this sefer which Claude the Ramchal wrote? It's in his own handwriting. I think Lanius Daiti, it's just my idea, that when you learn the Vikuach, you're be'etzem a third party listening to this conversation between the Chochom and the Chosid. It's not written actually to you. So it's not really a sefer Musa, it's more a sefer of Machshav or ideas. I think that they rewrote it afterwards. The Mesillas Yesharim is very clearly talking to the reader and talking to you. I think that he rewrote the Vikuach and to make it as the sefer that we have now, the Mesillas Yesharim, that it should be a sefer Musa is talking to the reader. But Al Kolponim, we have it in Yeshiva, there's plenty of copies of the Vikuach. Now there's plenty of copies that they put out the Vikuach with the classic Mesillas Yesharim. It's something which is very interesting to learn, and I would highly recommend it to you to learn it, because in many ways the Chochom is like a classic yeshiva bocher who, he's not the same classic yeshiva because he mamash knows what he's learnt, but he's, in some ways he's a classic yeshiva bocher that he's busy learning Gemara the whole day and doesn't learn Musa. And you see the milers and the hechreach to be oisek in limudah Musa from the beginning of the vikuach. It also makes it more interesting when you see that this is the question, and this part of the what he's doing here is answering this question, and it makes it in many ways more interesting. The second reason why Mesillas Yesharim is very, or the third reason, one is that it's more of Pisaichel, not so much to the Lev. It's the Sefer which should be our Moira Derech. But Bifrat, Perik Aleph, which is what me and Hashem want to learn, Perik Aleph, Zion gives us the opportunity to learn how to learn a Sefer, Sefer Musa, but it also is full of Yesoidea, Yesoidea, Yesoidus. And basically, if you don't know Perik Aleph Mesillas, if you don't know Mesillas Yesharim, then you don't know what Yiddishkeit's about. Poshut, you do not know what Yiddishkeit's about. There's lots and lots of chalokim. The whole sefer is full of different ideas, basic ideas of Yiddishkeit. If you don't know Perik Aleph, I would say you're basically not an Oved Hashem. You have no idea what you're doing in this world. So it's so valuable, full of Yesoidus and Yoni, which a person needs to know. So that is for those reasons, Yitz Hashem, I want to learn the Sefer. Ka'amor, we're going to learn the Sefer. I'm not going to use it as a springboard to say this and that and the other. I will try and bring it, understand what he's saying, and then bring it to our world. So Yitz Hashem, I highly recommend you to bring the Sefer, unless you know it, Balpeh, and bring it with to the Vat. And Yitz Hashem, we'll start next week. Thank you.